Why, hello everybody and welcome to episode 226 of Extreme Gaming Podcast. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme across the board and any gaming places, and today on the show we have...
Greg number 25, don't forget Gray's Green Room coming up on another episode soonish.
Hey, Trainspotting Trev. Oh no, it's Trev Nodner. I changed my name, that's right. Yeah, remember the trick before you start, thank goodness.
I forgot your name.
That happens, man.
You should be called Trainspotting Trevnod.
Yeah, good idea.
Look at that. You get both names in one.
What? Okay.
It's too long. You can't spell it.
That's too confusing for me.
Oh, man.
Why don't you just be... Hold on.
Hell, I'm still alive.
Yeah, he's still here. Hands are still here. You should just cut it down to T... How do you work? Trainspotting. T-T-T. Trainspotting Trevnod.
T.
T. Train. No, T-S-T. T-S-T. You're more like an STD.
I knew you were going that joke before you even hit.
You knew it was coming. You literally knew it was coming.
Unintended.
He was looking for the joke. He was looking for it.
As long as it's not T-I-T, we won't be in trouble.
Oh,
what? Why? What's in trouble about a tit?
I didn't say it. You did.
Every time he sees a tit coming, he's never in trouble. He's just having fun.
There you go. As long as it's connected to a human, it's okay.
And we've only just begun. Sorry everybody, last week there was no podcast because I was ill. I was ill for 4 days. We won't talk about it. It was bad. But
coming out all ends.
Yeah,
just think of a lot of water and you'll
just
get
think
the
of turning inside out. Not in a good way. That was it. Or I think I might have even lost a lung. I don't know yet. I want to say a massive thank you to Cool Colsey. Because we got another review. I want to say thank you to everybody as well for sending in his reviews. Like, it really makes a difference on iTunes, especially. It gets us right up the ranks. Cool Colsey says 5-star, and he says, with a great combination of gaming enthusiasts, this is the perfect pod to listen to stay up to date with the current gaming trends. If you are a gamer, like good vibes, or love witty banter, then you found your perfect pod. Great community also if you want to join the Discord. But then he said, favourite character is Captain Curly, but I might be biased. But we don't know why.
It's the guy that went to Insomnia with him. I think.
But thank you anyway. I appreciate your review. It takes some time to write a review up and submit it and that. So we appreciate any of them. And we read them out. So thank you for that, dude. Even if you do love old Captain Curly more than me.
Well, yeah.
Is that such a hard thing to do?
Not really, no.
He's a bell end, really. But
there you go.
Captain Curly? When I'm a bigger one.
Yeah.
Let's just get straight into this. Obviously, I've been ill for a few days. I did try and get into Enshrouded for a little while before that, and I played a couple of games, but we'll talk about that later on. Let's get stuck in with Trev. I believe you've got a review you want to talk about.
South Park Snow Day. Don't play it.
Boy, is that your full review?
I've been hearing nothing but bad things about that game, but I haven't played it yet. So
I pre-ordered this, and I know Nick. Never
just quickly, is this
game.
The one after the fractured butthole?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the latest one. Only it's been out a week or two. Yeah, about a week or so.
Similar sort of game, 3D environment.
No, very well 3D, but it's like a shooting fighting game rather than what was the last one? Turn
RPG, yeah.
I never played the last one, but a lot of people said it was a really good game.
And they were awesome. They were actually JRPG styles.
This was the problem. Stick to what you're... I don't like turn-based games, right? So I've got them, but I barely played them, right? And then they changed to this open world kind of, you know, shoot 'em up fighting type game. And
well,
it's
the
just very
turn-based.
Meh. No, so the South Park Snow Day, the new one.
The new one's turn-based.
No, the old one.
Oh, I've never played any of them, but I never knew there was turn-based.
And the third one is, yeah, they're turn-based, man. Yeah.
And when you say turn-based,
like the old Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, so what, you move your characters around
like
an area,
Fantasy.
And then when
like
you've
Final
come
Fantasy.
To an enemy, you fight with individual characters against their... I never knew that. I might have to check it out.
Yeah. Because the thing is, right, see if you don't mind those games, which I know you like that genre of game, Nick, and you like South Park, you are like a pig in shit because it's like an episode of South Park. It's hilarious.
Never really watched South Park, to be fair.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Those guys, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, are geniuses. in their humor. Always. Everyone thinks it's toilet humor, which it is, but they've always got a very serious point to make, right? Always a very serious point about what's going on in the world. Anyway, so to make this game, and I'm thinking, yes, let's get in amongst it. Snow Day is not a rude title, which I was disappointed in. But it's just very meh. It's
when you're looking forward to a game that you know was good before and it just never catches up. And it's like they've made the game because they know all of you are going to buy it. And then everyone's going to be let down, but they don't care.
It's not an expensive game, to be fair. It's $30, £25, or £17 at CD Keys. But I should have got it from Steam, done a two-hour thing, and then refunded it, or refunded it and bought it if I really wanted to keep it. But I didn't do that, which was silly of me. Yeah, it's just it's a snow day, as the game alludes to, and you're stuck in and you can't go to school. So you go out and you play imaginary fights with your friends, and you get imaginary... Well, they're like swords, but they're like fake swords. And you just go about battering each other with you and your mates, your teammates. And it's just like a 6 out of 10 at best.
So it's not that it's a bad game. It's just it's one of them games that don't catch you. You just sort of think, I'm playing this, but I'm not really enjoying it. I'm not really not enjoying it. I'm just sort of just doing it. I hate games like that. It's not
an awful game, definitely not, but you were expecting kind of more, and I like this type of game, but like the fighting style, but
yeah,
they tried to jazz it up with cards, so it's got kind of RPG elements to it, the card system. You'll have special cards for abilities, you know, things.
But doesn't that annoy you that every game, like, oh, D&D's become popular again,
each other.
So every single game's got the same shit in it all the time.
Yeah, they copy each other, they copy that element in this. It's South Park humor, so they're called bullshit cards, right? You literally call in bullshit when you're about to get absolutely annihilated, and you've got, you know, like special weapons that you can charge at enemies, you can use lasers from your eyes. My favorite one is, I don't know what it's called, it's basically the fart card, right? So I can press the fart card, and what it does is it hovers me above my enemies for one to get away from them, but then I'm farting down the way, so I literally stink them out and I take all their health down, right? It's that kind of thing, you know, just amateur behavior. But if you love South Park, you should get the game because it's cheap and it's like an episode of South Park. It really is. It looks good. I mean, graphically, it looks pretty good. And that kind of
doesn't it look basically the same like the former games?
Yeah, well,
by the way.
You can't really have any better graphics than South Park, the TV show, can you? Which is a cartoon, so you can't.
You can have it real life, but it would look weird, wouldn't it?
that would look weird.
It looks pretty good. It's, you know, it's not going to challenge anyone's graphics card, but it's cheap, so you can't really go wrong. But don't go into expecting an amazing game, because if you did, you'd be disappointed.
There's quite a few people that would have been looking at this game to wait for it to come out.
100% there would have been. 100% there would have been, but.
But it's just like, you know what, this is what I think the whole gaming thing, this is why it's killing it for me a little bit, is because it's all gone to a really horrible dark place with gaming at the moment, I feel like. All of the devs have got issues going on, all of the companies don't really give a crap anymore, it's all about gathering money, they don't really care what the players think, shows are going downhill, the whole thing for me, it's just dying. I don't know, do you not feel like it's just dying a little bit inside?
The AAA industry is dying, so to speak. Indie devs, they are actually, they're flourishing at the moment. The indie games, the indie scene as a whole.
It's got
mixed reviews on Steam, so that kind of says it all. Which doesn't mean it's awful, but it just means, like I said, meh, 6 out of 10.
Yeah, it's okay.
And Nick, we always agree, don't pre-order games with the odd exception. I think most of us agree in that one. We all agree in that one. But it was so cheap. I'm like, I'm 17 quid, you know. Even if it's horrible, I'll complete it.
Yeah, but is it cheap because they know it ain't all that and they just want to get the sales out the door by the numbers?
Of course. 100%.
Probably. Did any of you boys play the other two games?
No, I've never played it. I've never watched South Park.
I played both games of the previous one because they were my style. They're like...
So the last one's like an episode of South Park, right? Or the last two. But it's like turn-based. And I believe there was a scene without... because I know we're semi-PG-13, there was a scene where you investigate the underpant gnomes, if you remember that, and you're seeing two of the characters' parents in the back having sex while you're interrogating the underpant gnome. Remember that? I don't know if it rings a bell, but anyway, that's what you're dealing with South Park games. It's an episode of South Park. It's just immaturity. So
yeah, in the first game, they gave Randy an abortion. So
so only buy it if you're a fan of South Park, right?
Yeah, not my cup of tea, I don't think. Right, is that all? Are you all done with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was one thing I was going to talk about at the beginning, but I totally cut over it because I saw your South Park.
Right.
And that is, it's off topic for computer gaming.
Oh, no.
But it's a new hobby that I've got, which you know what I'm going to talk about. You might have seen the room in there. Me and my son have taken up metal detecting. So I bought a £350 metal detector, which in the world of metal detectors isn't that expensive, by the way. They go up to 10 grand. And basically what happened is, because I live on a road that goes from London all the way out to Bath, called Bath Road, and there's a lot of history in my area. There's actually the oldest barn in Europe is right next to my house. And so I've been doing metal detecting. I've only been doing it in the garden, and me and Jesse found a load of old coins. We found two military buttons off of... they're 300 years old. I think it was 1790 the buttons are from, and they're off of like some officer from the Tower of London. And it turned out that the soldiers would have come off the Bath Road to go to a church, which is behind my house in a little village called Harmsworth. And then they've come back on the road, and the field through the back of my gardens, they would have walked through the gardens, and that's where this stuff came from. But what I wanted to say is, I've got well addicted to this metal detecting. It's real good fun, and I'm going to all digs and stuff like this as well now, so it's another thing that I'm doing. But what I wanted to ask is, if there is any farmers that listen to this gaming podcast, or anyone that's got land, or it's really hard to get permissions, so what you have to do is you have to get permission for you to go on someone's land to dig small little holes, like about 6 inches deep. You cut a circle out, you unfold it, you find whatever the jewelry is or whatever, coins, then you fill it back in. If anyone out there has land and is happy for me and my son, even if you wanted to do the detecting with us and stuff, if you give us permission, we'll come down to wherever you are, we'll go on your land, we'll do some detecting, and literally you can do it with us if you want. And then if we find anything, you get half, 50-50. If you find anything classed as like as treasure, like gold or anything like that, you can basically, it'll go to the museum and they'll pay us off and we'll have 50-50. But that's what I want you to do. If anyone is out there, a farmer, got like fields for sheep or just any kind of land where you're happy for us to come metal detect, dig little holes and fill it in, please hit me up on contact@extremepcuk.co.uk on an email, or on the Discord or whatever. I'd much appreciate that, because I ain't got no permissions at the moment to do anything. So we're sitting here with our detectors doing nothing. We can only do the gardens, and literally I've dug the whole garden up already. And I know it's off topic, but I've got a room in the Discord now for it. If anyone else out there is a metal detector, I'd love to hear from you as well. We're looking for people to team up with and go to digs and stuff like that with as a bit of fun. I know Comics started this off here, because he was the one that told me about detectors. And so I got one. And then he said to me, oh, I've talked you into getting one. I said, now you need to get one as well. And he's like, oh, I can't get one yet, but Comics is going to get a metal detector as well, and he's going to get stuck in it. What do you say there? I'll give you permission to dig in my garden if you can avoid the air gun pellets. Oh, man. But right, that's just what I'm trying to say. If anyone's interested, hit us up on Discord. And if anyone's happy to give me permission on their land, farmers' land, fields, when their crops have been turned over, anything, I really, really appreciate it. And I'll come down and we'll have a good time, have a good laugh on that. We won't damage anything. We're fully insured and everything for it. And that's what I wanted to say.
I love that. We're fully insured.
Yeah, I am. I actually signed up to I think it's called the NCMD. You pay them and they insure you and your three kids. It's £10 million if you cause damage on someone's land or something while you're on there. So it's all above board and that.
They have insurance for everything, man.
Yeah, man. You've got to do it the proper way, ain't you? Just a nice guy just subscribed, and I'm going to read this out. Thanks for the sub, dude. I don't know what he's written yet, so it could be good, could be bad.
Sort
of.
It's good.
It's good, is it? So he says, I'm pretty sure you guys have maybe talked about this topic, but apparently Valve has made an update that all new items in your inventory will be hidden for 10 days so other people can't see what items you have gotten recently. This is to try and prevent gambling sites to use these C2S skins as a form of payment. On this fix, this is a consequence when a gambling streamer rushed to stage and destroyed a trophy in a major tournament last week. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What happened? No one knows.
No, that's, nope. That doesn't surprise. I don't know.
He just told us what happened.
No way. But, the thing is, with these skins, you can see them. You can check other people's inventories to see what they've got. I've got a load of skins, but I'm a little bit pissed off about the skins.
This is if you get new skins, I think, and then you can see them for the first 10 days.
Yeah, because what happened with me? Do you remember that game we used to play? It was like a first-person shooter. What was it called? We played it for a little while.
Narrows it down.
Oh, what was it called? I can't remember what it's called. But
Ring of Elysium.
Nah, before that, there was Ring of Elysium, and there was another one. Leo became top of the leaderboard for it. And it was a bit like Call of Duty. It was in a little map, and you'd run around and shoot each other and that. It weren't PUBG, it was something else before that. I can't remember what it was called.
We're going too far back, I can't think.
And I basically got a really rare gun, and at the time it was worth 15 quid. And it was like an orange and blue gun. Ballistic Overkill, that's the one, Ballistic Overkill. And
never
so,
played that. That's before
and what would happen is you'd get the crates and then you'd buy the keys or whatever to open them. And I got a £15 gun, but that game's now disappeared. So what happens about my £15 gun?
It's gone.
Well, that's, what's the point, man? What's the point of me having a valued item if it's gone?
Yeah. See, yeah, we can talk again about digital rights management and stuff, but here you go.
Again, another thing, another stupid area. It's now a £0 gun. Right, let's move on. Next up, we've got a question from Cal. Sorry if my voice is going. I've been chatting a lot. And he says, pick a game series you really love. Now you have to remove one title from it forever to be forgotten. Which do you choose? I don't know if I understand the question. Do you understand the question?
I think I do. So you need to take your favorite game franchise and remove one of it.
Right.
So, like, if I say Fallout, I've got to remove one of the Fallouts.
I guess so, yeah.
All right, so I'm going with Fallout, and I'm going to remove Fallout 76. Not because I don't like it or anything, but because I feel like Fallout 76 really, really, really had a bad start. And I feel like a Fallout game, it can't... Multiplayer, I'm not too worried about. I think that's quite cool. Yeah, it's a good addition, but... even though I like single players in Fallout. But the one thing I absolutely hated, which they ruined to Fallout 100,000,000%, is that Fallout's always been a single player game that you just enjoy on your own, being in an environment and just having fun and being nice, going around, picking everything up, taking your time, looking at things. And then they go and put all these microtransactions in there, buying these packs, buying these health kits, buying these weapons upgrades. And then they brought that whole board thing out where you went around the board, didn't you? And you unlocked stuff as you went around the board and... that shit needs to go. Like, that is just way too far,
don't,
you know?
Don't play Dragon's Dogma 2, then. Whatever you do.
I just started the game.
There's a list of microtransactions this long.
Yeah, yeah, but the microtransactions in that, they were all pointless. Haven't they removed them now?
No. But you can get them all in-game. Not that I'm defending it, but...
By the way, I read an article. You can't get them all in-game. There's a couple of them that you can't.
I'll let you know next week.
But that game looks really good, and I really, really wanted to get that game. And then you lot slated it, and everyone slated it.
We're not exactly slating the game per se, but it had issues running. I mean,
it still is. I mean, I started the game today, right, like a few hours ago, and even after two patches, you still need the frame generation mod to make it run decent.
So what I don't get about that is, you need a mod that someone else has made, a frame generation mod, to make your frames be nice. Right. Why can't they do... if someone else can do it, why can't they do it?
One at a time.
It was a crappy port, and they didn't optimize it at all.
So is this from, like, a PlayStation to the PC?
No, but it's a terrible... It's horribly optimized. Terrible.
Yeah, it on PlayStation and Xbox, it's even worse at the moment.
But they said they're getting, what was it, Hans? I think they're getting 3 FPS on PlayStation or something.
Yeah, so some people went down to like 7 or 9 FPS at some point.
Right, someone filled me in here, and this is what I'm talking about with the gaming industry. When you buy a PlayStation game or an Xbox game, it's designed for that console just to work properly. Mm-hmm. Are we saying now then that we're at the stage of life now that Xbox and PlayStations are getting low frames games. Well, there's nothing you can do to fix it.
Nick, we are in 2024, and they still release 30 FPS games on those consoles.
This is why they're
if they even run at 30 FPS.
This is why they're probably, well, they will be bringing out a PS5 Pro, and then the Xbox will skip, well, not skip a generation, but bring out its next generation 2 years later.
And you think that
they have to.
And you think that next gen, the problem you got there is the reason why they weren't that powerful to start with this time around is because they had to keep the cost at a certain cost because people won't buy them. Mm-hmm. And it's getting to £600 sort of pounds for, like, mm-hmm. I think my Xbox was £700 or something.
You think it'll be too expensive if it gets to that level? You're right, it will be, but they know that. They know that the pro models will only one out of four people buy them, and they can price them more to try and make a profit. And
so why don't they use their brains? Because, like, for me, and there's probably loads of reasons why, I could probably tell you reasons why myself, why don't they just bring the next PlayStation or Xbox out as a PC like the Steambox was, with a PlayStation badge on it, which is modular, that you can change different levels of it with different graphics cards, and have a low end to a high end range, and have it just on PC, and get rid of custom made like consoles anymore, and bring that make the PC be called PlayStation 6 or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? So then,
I don't think that's gonna happen. I still think we're gonna move to the cloud gaming thing. I'm pretty sure that the next generation of PlayStation and Xbox, right, will not.
Everything's gone live service, like we said before. It's all going live service. It's ridiculous. Everything's going that way.
We were answering poor Cal's question. We went a million.
Yeah, we went off on one.
Yeah.
Can I still answer the question?
Wait, just before you say anything, Trev, what we need to do, though, is like everybody's like so excited about the situation that everyone's jumping in at the same time. We need to try and break it up a little bit and have a bit of space. Calm yourselves down, boys.
No, I'm going next.
Sorry, I get triggered by the word console. I'm sorry.
See what I mean, Trev?
I got a perfect pick unless Trev picks it. Go ahead.
I'll start making you put your hands up.
That's me. You know I'm going to pick it, Gray, so I'm going before you. It's about a joint effort. Okay. Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Oh, that's what I did. Oh, that sucked.
What, you picked the same game?
Perfect.
Tell them why then. You tell them why then, mate. We both played this at the same time, you see. Tell them why.
First of all, the Wolfenstein series has been great since way back in the 80s, right? But when they did the newer ones, like New Order, Old Blood, New Colossus, those were all great. We had a fun time. So we automatically figured, okay, they're going to come out with a new one called Wolfenstein Youngblood. It's got to be good. The last three were great. So we buy the game, and Trevor and I were all excited and wanted to play it. Boy, was it crap. Oh, my God.
Again, it's the same thing. It just repeats. It's,
awesome.
It's just every company repeating the same crap.
It should have been great on paper because the games before that were amazing. It was still in the same, you know, kind of the same story arc, if you like. So it was the, without spoiling it, if you haven't played the ones before, the father, I can't remember, he's Blaskowitz.
Blaskowitz.
He has two teenage daughters, or no, they're older than that, but they're like kick-ass like the father. But it's just the concept of it was really, really crap. Not that you had to play together as a team. It's just, it was just crap. It was it was worse than South Park.
Their whole concept is that each sister had to rely on the other one to get them out of trouble or work better together. And the whole mechanic of trying to do that, like one would have to hit one power and then the other one have to hit the other power in order for everything to work. By the time you got all that figured out, you were already dead.
You hit the nail on the head. Right, don't take this personally, because you're only a tiny, tiny bit to blame for this. But he said you have to rely on the other. So when Gray's in, shiny mode, away back at the other side of the map, you're like, Gray, hurry up, man. I just want to kill things.
Yeah, oh, what? Because you're playing together.
Yeah, but even when you're playing together, it's so heavily reliant on anything that the other one does. You make the slightest mistake and everything's
Gray's got to his age now. He's like a fine wine, ain't he? It's like, Gray, right, I'm going to go in the room on the left. You're going to go in the room on the right, and we're going to both press a button at the same time. You turn around and he's in a different room, picking up the bread off the table.
The thing that was really a shame about that game is that it did so poorly that they never made another Eckenstein.
Yeah, that's a good point, because that was the part of a trilogy, wasn't it?
I was just going to say, just sidetracked from that, from what you two was just saying. And Lord, thank you for that sub, mate. Appreciate it, mate. Just on the side of that, did you notice that Xbox Game Pass had the new Ark Ascension come out?
Is that the Ark 2?
So it's the new version of Ark. No. They remade it, but they made it...
The remaster. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't remaster it. They've rebuilt it. It's a new game, but it's built on Unreal Engine 5. And...
You're kidding me on.
Sorry?
You're kidding me on. I've literally just, 2 minutes ago, upgraded and paid for that.
What? What? You've just paid for Ark?
What? No, I literally was doing that while I was talking to you guys.
Wait, hold on. Let's just work this out. You've just paid for Ark Ascension.
Upgraded. I already have it. You pay for the upgrade fee.
What, you can upgrade it?
Yeah.
What, on Steam? And how much was the fee? He's gone off crying. I'm opening Steam up right now. I need to see this firsthand.
£24, but I will. I'll refund it.
So you bought a new game?
You can refund it. If it's on Steam, you can refund it, Trev. No worries.
I know.
But yeah, I was going to say to you, because of what you were saying about the last game, I was going to say to you, this is a prime issue because this is exactly what's happened there. So this game's come out, yeah, for £25, meant to be £37, but the game is terrible. It runs terrible.
Do you want to try? Remember the last time you played Ark, and I said, "Is it the updated version or the older version?"
Yeah, and I went, "No, we're playing the older one."
You went an older version because it's more stable, and I went, "Yeah, it took long enough to get stable, but you guys played it for a bit." I wasn't wanting to play it. I was wanting to play the shiny version because, well, it's shiny, and it can't be much worse than the original. So why don't we download it? It's free, and we try it, and we see how bad it is.
Oh, we will do that. But I've put it on Jesse's computer, not even my computer, and he had, like, 3 frames. And the thing is, because his graphics had to be turned down so much to, like, minimum, it's easier for him to play the old Ark on better graphics than playing the new Ark.
Yeah, but the thing is, Unreal Engine 5, the problem is you need a really modern graphics card to even run it at a semi-decent frame rate.
It's ridiculous, man, isn't it? You think they would learn their lesson. Right, so the whole thing with Ark is that updated version was supposed to be free to people that already owned it, and then they went back in their word and they charged for it before Ark 2 comes out. So these guys are full of it, man. I don't trust the Ark devs as far as I can throw, personally.
This is another problem with the gaming industry. We're losing all trust. We're losing... I was going to say to you, and this is just after Cal's question, because what we were saying made me feel like it led on to a question of my own for you guys. And that was... My question is going to be, so all of these games, all we're talking about forever now is talking about problems with games, problems with devs, problems with the community, problem with this, problem with that, problem, blah, 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 blah. Problem. But my question for you lot is, when was the last time you got a game, you got it like early on when it was new, like in the first month or so, and it was a good game and everything worked and you was extremely happy with it with no problems?
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what was that?
Horizon Forbidden West.
Really?
Oh, come on. You know why that is, though? Because it was already out in PlayStation, so when it was going to PC, they can learn from the mistakes they made, and it should be flawless.
Not only that, what Sony did, and you know, I don't really
it was an
like
exclusive,
Sony,
was it?
What they have done, Sony, they hired a... actually, they bought a company called Nixxes, and their only job is to port their games to PC.
They done one bad
And they've done though. A stellar job. So.
Apart from one game, tell us what game they made an arse of.
They didn't do The Last of Us.
Was it not them? I thought it was them.
No, Naughty Dog themselves.
Yeah. Iron Gate or something then.
All right, so question moving on. Gray, which games, when's the last time it happened for you? Same game.
Well, prior to Hunt Horizon Forbidden West, perfect game with only maybe minor problems. Wow. I would have to really think about that.
Exactly, because it's just become the norm now.
Oh, it's Iron Galaxy. Yeah.
I can't even think of a last game that I played which run perfectly day one. Helldivers 2 done all right, but again, that wasn't AAA, was it?
That's just an indie gamer.
If I had to be fair, then I would go back to my sniper games. Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts is fine. Sniper Elite was fine. But there's not a lot. The norm, like you said, is becoming more.
There is one.
That
there
way.
Is one. and which I will say was really good, and that was Enshrouded. That came out really high end.
Did very well. And it was early access. It's even more unbelievable.
Yeah, Kat says Horizon Forbidden West ran without any issues, and also Helldivers ran without any issues. Yeah, but they weren't AAA games, were they? They was like indie devs were doing them, and or like medium sized. They weren't like massive.
Well, Helldivers, but Horizon wasn't. That's AAA.
Yeah, but, right, as we've been talking about that, you might as well go into your review, Gray and Hans. You're talking about Horizon Forbidden West.
I'll let Hans start.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I've been seeing these massive, great photos of your game being plastered.
Oh, yeah, that's in photo mode, by the way. So.
Don't use AMD because that'll make your life worse and you might have to get your motherboard changed. Sorry, that was a different issue altogether.
You know what's funny about the thing that AMD, just sidetracked for a second here. See, my 7800 X3D, huh? Destroys Trev's 9900K, and it bothers him.
So why? But why did you? Why? How comes Hans jumped to the dark side?
My processor's 5 years
because
old.
Because Intel they way too much power at the moment. It's insane power draw that Intel does. Have you seen the 4900K?
But listen, we've got to have a discussion about this.
Calm down.
Hans has always been Intel, and yeah. You've jumped ship.
I'm going back to Intel, by the way. I'm getting a 12900K. Just saying, but that's for a different discussion, maybe.
But as Hans will tell you, it's more the motherboard that's the problem. Because I have AMD and I'm fine.
It's still AMD.
I'm fine. It's been nothing but great. I have no problems, and I got an NVIDIA card on top of it. So I had the best of both worlds. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So
you had that. Your motherboard has sucked. Your motherboard has a real problem.
Asus isn't what it used to be. That's another discussion for another pod, I think.
Horizon.
Yeah,
I agree with you there.
Yeah,
it's all gone. It's like they switched a big switch into budget mode.
Horizon hidden motherboard. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, Horizon destroying motherboard. No, seriously. So I played for the last 2 weeks. I played Horizon Forbidden West. Played about 77 hours, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the thing is though, for everybody starting that game, do not make the same mistake as I did. So. I was like, you know what? I'm going
to
be
that? You bought the wrong motherboard to start with.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I pause you for 2 seconds? Gray just went, I pent a lot more than that. No, you did not, sir. Do you want to tell the people what you done?
Let's get there.
Yeah, well,
we're getting there. We're getting there in a second.
We'll get there.
So I was like, you know what? I'm a big man. I'm going to put this game on ultra hard. So, all right, put it in ultra hard. Start the game. No problems. It's a bit difficult here and there. I kill my enemies. I level up. And about 11 hours in, I'm getting my ass handed to me. It's like, what the hell is going on here, then? I lost every fight. I couldn't do anything. It's like, okay, I'm going to put the difficulty down. Then you see, wait, you're playing ultra hard. You can't put the difficulty down. You're locked into that difficulty. I was like, oh, crap. So I went online, read guides, you know, all that kind of stuff. And said, the first thing you read is, stop playing on a controller. It's like, okay. Putting the controller down, mouse and keyboard for aiming, and it went a lot better.
Did it say play on trackball?
Yeah, no. You should. But that's another story.
That would be very funny, to be honest, if that actually
Horizon
said that.
Forbidden trackball.
Horizon playing trackball. So anyway, I persevered, and I was able to complete the game at that difficulty mode.
What, you completed it on hard?
I completed the game on ultra hard. And I told that Gray yesterday, at some point there's a boss in there. You have to fight Regala. I'm not going to spoil the story about it. Anyway, it's a boss called Regala. I put about 3 to 4 hours beating that goddamn boss because the boss is in three stages. You start on top of the arena, then to the middle, and then down to the floor. If you make one mistake, you're dead. So you can't make any mistakes on Ultra Hard. And it took me about 3.5 to 4 hours to kill that.
Everyone listening, he is like a veteran at Dark Souls, and that's why he can do this. Us lot, we'd have just broke the game.
Oh yeah, no. When he told me he was on ultra hard, I actually was giving him, you know,
yeah. You send me some cool videos.
I would
videos
be toast
about...
from the first time out. There's no way I'm playing ultra hard.
Yeah, but my initial thought was starting ultra hard, see how it is, and then lower the difficulty.
Yeah,
right?
Gray's plan for the experience.
But on ultra hard, you can't lower the difficulty. It was locked in. And I really didn't want to start over again at that point when I noticed that I couldn't change difficulty. I was like, I just went through it, and Gray, he just, every time we talked, was like, okay, put in a cheat, put in that cheat. You need to do that.
Is that what you've
cheat.
Been doing, like, cheating, Gray?
I was like,
no, I was telling him if he was going to run into a problem, because it was frustrating him too much. If it frustrates you too much, you can't have fun. If you can't have fun, then you throw a cheat in to try to get past.
Yeah, but that's not fun.
That's not fun, Gray. That's cheating. You cheater.
No, I told you. Right. I only used
Gray's gone on the naughty list. He's on the list of cheaters now. Any game we play and he beats us, we know he's cheated.
No. I've said it before. There's only certain instances where I'll do that.
Is it single player?
It's a single player.
Yeah, it is single player, yes.
It's just your basic open world RPG.
All you're doing, Gray, is lying to yourself.
No. So,
but now maybe Gray should tell how he got more achievements than me in 13 hours of gameplay.
And less than that, even, really.
He typed in
the
cheat code, didn't he? He said, give me all
the achievements.
Was
on.
No, he did something way worse. He's going to tell you.
I bet I can guess. I bet you he went online, found somebody else's file, and installed it into his game.
Yep. There you go. In fact, the funny thing is that this guy...
There's nothing funny about it, Gray. Nothing funny about it.
No, listen. This guy created 5 save files, but I don't know how he did it, but he took his PlayStation save files and went in and changed them to make 5 different types of save files. And then it was so good, he got written up on an article on one of the gaming platforms, and they wrote up in a whole article and suggested people take a look at this. And so I saw the article, and I said, what's this about? So I go and look at it, and what he did was he had different types of things. He had, like, one like ultra hard with no items, one ultra hard with all items. He had another one that was on normal starting at level 25, and you know, so that you're, like, partway through that, and you have to continue from that part. And every one of them was created so that it stopped you before you went into Burning Shores, which is a DLC. Now, for me, I played the heck out of the game on the PlayStation because I couldn't wait. So I played the game, what is it now, 2 years ago? And I put something like 125, 150 hours like I usually do. And I had a fun time with it, except that I wished at that time it was on PC, but it wasn't. I still had fun with the game. It's a great game. So when I heard that they were going to do PC... I purposely did not play the DLC because I wanted to wait till it got to PC, which it did. But I'm not the kind of person that's going to play the entire campaign that I did 150 hours all over again just to get to the DLC. So I said, someone's got to have a save file. So then I saw this and I started reading up on the save file and I go, like, perfect, because that's going to put me where I was with the weapons and crap that I had. And then I can just jump into...
What do we think, people? Did he cheat? Was it good?
It
was it bad?
100%
me, that's he's not cheating
at all. Scumbag.
But it's I do understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Because if that would be me with Fallout and a new DLC or something, if I had to switch across to another console or to another PC or whatever, I would be the same. But the thing is, I don't think I'd be as lenient as you are. I would be very, very touchy about everything I've done. If there was one thing out of sync, I'd be like, that's not the same. It's not the same for me.
Well, what I did is for me anyway, some people love to do repeat play. They'll go back and play the entire game 2-3 times. I can't do it.
I get bored.
Great question for you, mate. What? Right, and wait till I finish my question before you jump to your defense, which is understandable. Now, I kind of know why you done that, but I don't get why you done it when you already played it. And hear me out. You already played it in PlayStation. You want to play it on PC because it's better. I get that. But then what I would have done is just waited. I know you love Horizon. I would have waited because not only have you,
do you mean
already
wait,
played it...
Instead of playing it on PlayStation, wait until the whole game's on thing.
Yeah, because you knew it was going to come out eventually. And that's the way Sony are going with their games. Yeah. And you should have waited because not only have you paid double, and you at your age, you're too old to be double dipping, mate. Not only are you double dipping... But you're copying and cheating, so you're shafting yourself twice-fold. I don't get it, man.
All right, well, here's the reason why, and I only do this for a couple of games that I really love, and I really like that series. I had to get the PlayStation since my grandson had it. I figured, okay, great, I'll just borrow his. And I had to play the game because I knew, on average, it would take 2 to 4 years before it came out on PC. Now, it only took 2, but the previous game took over 3 years to get onto PC.
That's when they stopped
you doing. You know what it was, didn't you? Right, Gray didn't know if he was going to make it this far.
I wasn't going to wait those years. I'm sorry. I wanted to play it because it was staring at me in the face. And
if you've done that,
you can imagine. Hold on, you can imagine him kicking the bucket and going. No one knew what he said. His last words were, and it was like, "Horizon Forbidden West."
This is what I'm surprised about. Like, he's copied a game file.
Come back and haunt the shit out of you, Nick. Go ahead.
He's copied a game file to skip ahead. Why don't you do that with life?
You've gone 3D download live, I
so
think.
What,
yeah, I can't
so
do
what
that,
would you have done, Gray, if you couldn't find a file? Just played it on PlayStation?
What my plan originally was is that I was just getting the game, load it full of cheats, get all the way through back to where I was, and then stop, unload everything, and then start, and then go from there. Because I, you don't understand.
I love it. Everyone, anyone listening to this podcast back, we're all just sitting here, all three of us, and we're not speaking, and we're just shaking our heads at him. He knows it.
People that do not want to replay the whole game over again because it's so anticlimactic.
If I had to put this into a sound, it would be...
I'm speechless. I've never known a gamer to ever do that.
They make save files for everything.
But he's Grey Gamer. We need to change his name.
No, you're not a Grey Gamer.
Cheating gamer. He's not a gamer at all. He's a cheat.
Now listen to this. It's even better. So when I'm looking at the...
It gets better, boys. It gets better.
No, it does. I was looking at the save files, and the one thing that I always wished when I played the first go-round with the game...
Is that someone had a file back then?
No, but what happened was they did... Will you stop playing? Stop playing that. You guys can't hear it.
Game over sound background.
So when I played the game,
just let me just tell everybody what's going on. So basically, on our recording, because we're on Discord, we've all got soundboards, so we've all got buttons to play funky sounds to each other. But I've muted it my end, so anyone listening to the podcast can't hear them. But what can happen is Trev's actually just sitting there doing something like a duck sound, and he's just...
I played the game over, man.
Game over, man. And he's just spamming it into Gray's ear, so Gray can't really talk on the mic because all he can hear is game over, man.
Listen to this. You're going to like this even better on the role you're on. So I always wanted to have the other legendary weapons that came out for New Game Plus. But
so
again,
he just cheated and got them as well.
No, wait a minute. So New Game Plus, to play it, would mean I have to play the whole damn game again just to get whatever it was, 7 or 8, you know, new legendary weapons. And I'm going like, I'm never going to do that. There's absolutely never going to do that. So then the guy, when I looked at the save files, it said save files up to the DLC, not into the DLC, up to the DLC. But it includes all the weapons from New Game Plus. And I went,
So that's cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
That is completely mentally saying that you couldn't get the legendary weapons on the first game run through. So you got the save file with all the legendary weapons.
I could have gotten them if I wanted to play New Game Plus.
So if I went back to Starfield, because I played through nearly 3/4 of the missions, not interested in them at all, to try and get through to get to Game Plus, I should have just done and just downloaded someone else's file that's got the Game Plus and started the game fresh.
Depends on what you were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, Nick,
I will not replay a game. I rarely, if ever, replay any game.
Right.
Period.
I think we need to sum up on what's going here. Let's sum up on what's actually going on here. Right. Summed up. Gray, you're a cheat. Next.
Okay. But you gotta imagine this, right? I'm right there.
But I know how to do it right.
Every goddamn mob that I need to kill, and he's like, "Oh, I'm downloading your save file. Oh, you need to do this."
I bet he goes down the pub with his mates and he's like, "Oh, you know that for Horizon Forbidden West? I smashed that game, completed it on hardest level."
If you play that game for 150 hours like I did and you found every weapon, you do not want to go back and do that again.
I think it's only fair that you play on ultra hard now also.
No, I would never do that. I would be smoked in the first 5 minutes.
He'd rather cheat. He's learned. An old dog doesn't learn new tricks.
I sometimes play hard, but I don't...
Right, let's move on. Horizon Forbidden West. Right, the next bit of news from Trev is, which we're going to talk about, is the Enshrouded update. I went and played this for a little bit. I went into the Hallow Halls. What are you going to say about it, Trev?
What are you going to say? How much have you completed?
So I played it for about an hour. No, I didn't complete it at all. I was a little bit shocked, actually, because I loaded my game up expecting it to go like Hallow Halls or this has happened or that's happened. And it doesn't really hold your hand. I didn't really know where I was meant to go. I actually had to look up on Google, like, what do I do to make this? Do I have to go to a certain door? Is it going to trigger? Is it going to install on its own? What do I do? And I had to end up going into Google and looking on Google where the entrances to these places are. But then what I realized is what you're supposed to do is go to your base and talk to your people and they'll have new missions there. But you have to talk to them on dialogue and talk to them to set in.
Possibly that's one way of doing it. I stumbled across it by accident because I was looking for new missions and I was like, what's that to the left of where the starting base is? And I went to it, and it was only when I get into it, I was like, oh, this is the new update. But I wasn't aware at the start. I knew I'd updated the game, but I didn't know where. It's an extra, there's about four extra missions or so, give or take. Yeah. And it kind of turns it into dungeons a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, on paper, that sounds great because you want a challenge. Let's start with the negatives and end in the positives, Nick. The negatives are there's more loot and special weapons and stuff in there. However, it doesn't scale to the high level we're all at 25, right?
Yeah.
So it's not scaling to that. It's scaling it really crappy, like 17
Because it's scaling it to the area of what that area is.
It's near your starting base.
But that's more because we've completed the game. What they should have done is at least put one, which was a high level one at the end, which I don't know if they have or not. But if they put one right in the level 25 section, it would be a hard place to go to.
Just scale it, Nick? Why not just, no matter put a scaling factor, no matter if you're 25 or 10?
Because the game doesn't scale like that. This game's designed in sections.
No, I know, but it should.
So if you look down at the map, it's got sections. So when you start, you'll be level 1 to 5. And if you move over there, it'll be level 6 to 7. But if you go right away to the right of the map, straight away from the beginning of the game, it'll be level 25 and you'll be level 1 and you'll get caned.
You can't get so... You can't go too far because you've got the Red Shroud, which is impossible.
Yeah, they lock you into certain areas. But you could do, because there's nothing to stop you drilling through the wall straight at the beginning of the game to the right and coming out right at the hardest level.
But everybody has figured out a way to get around the bad Red Shroud. You can do it. It's not easy. But if you go and upgrade everything, you can get through a lot of it. So
yeah, but the thing is, what I'm saying is, it would be extremely hard for them to implement dungeons that scale with your character over the area, because you're actually in that area. If there was a loading screen between them, then they could do that, because it wouldn't be in that area. Do you know what I mean?
Well, then what you need to do then is go to the area where it's 25, go into dungeon there.
I think there's only four across the map, and I don't know if they go that high.
Or just play it normally, and you'll enjoy it more, and you'll rank up the way you're supposed to.
The thing is, what did you think of the Hallow Halls?
I haven't tried it. It's okay enough, but apart from the scaling issue, not only did the weapons and the loot that you find not scale, the enemies don't scale that well. I was literally surrounded by loads of skeletons smashing through them,
yeah,
and I wasn't losing much health.
Because this is what I was about to say. So from what I notice of the Hallow Halls is, it's basically like a dungeon on steroids. And they've implemented this new, I don't know what it's called, because I can't remember, because I only played it briefly, but it's like this green, gooey sort of light stuff that you collect.
Yeah, it's like the red stuff you would get outside, that you hit that and you're dead.
And basically you collect it as you go through, and as the more of this ectoplasm stuff you get, the more you collect, it opens up gates when you get a certain amount of it. So you're trying to get to different ledges and trying to do stuff. I noticed they put in a lot of new skeletons and a new few bad guys. And like you said, you get hordes of them. Because I was quite shocked at first. I was getting four dogs and 20 skeletons all attacking me at once. But because of my level and my speed, I was just smashing them to pieces all over the place. It was fun.
It took me a moment to figure out you have to hit the hives that they come out of.
Yeah.
They're like hive base things, so that they will stop spawning, because you can get loads of them at one point.
Yeah.
Like, really. And so it's kind of a puzzle. It's a dungeon it's like a puzzle. You know, the shrines that you go up, it's like one of them, but mixed in with a dungeon as well. So you've got to make your way not to the top, but to the other side.
Yeah.
And there'll be those little.
Oh, I didn't even finish it.
Things that you hit.
I got to a bit of the one that I went into, and I needed to get some more green stuff, and I couldn't fly to the ledge. And I was meant to be going out to the pub. It was like a Friday night or something. And so I kept jumping off, and I died 3 times, and my stuff just kept... And I was like, I've got to switch it off, and I had to get off.
You might not have to fly. It might be the what's hook. It called? The grappler?
Yeah.
Might be that you use a lot of the time. So you have to hit these... You know the things that you hit with the ball, or the touch panel things to open the door? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I have more or less completed it. Certainly beat the boss for it. And this is up to you guys if you want to copy what I done. I don't consider this cheating, but you guys tell me if I'm wrong.
Cheat.
Takes one to know one, doesn't it, mate? When you get to the boss guy, you've got a tiny ledge on the left and a tiny ledge on the right. He will smash you up. He is hard. That's the one hard thing about it. He will smash you up because his sword reaches halfway across the room. It's really hard to avoid a guy. So what I done is I went to where the ledge is, but went far enough back, and then he can't get to you, and he can't reach you with his firepower stuff. So you just hit him with you do a nick and hit him with arrows.
I do that all the time. It's not just a nick.
So is that a cheat or an exploit? I consider it an exploit.
No, the thing is that's a smart way of beating the game, and that's what I think this game's based around. Only Gray's cheat.
I never
Gray would go and get someone else's game save and come in with the boss beaten and then go, I beat it.
A cheat is when you enter the old school up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, or you alter the game file so that you can cheat. But I didn't do any of that. I exploited a natural part of the game. And I'm glad I did. It was really hard.
I think the thing about the game that I like so much, and I know a lot of you guys do, is that those particular ways
they make you feel good about the game.
Yeah, it's not an exploit. They're making you go find ways to do it, and that's what I did.
It's like saying if I save the game every 5 minutes, but the game allows me to save every 5 minutes, is it bad or not?
Ah, here we go again, saving, loading.
But
the
legal
form
of
cheating.
Yeah, I was going to say the one thing that quality of life that I really did like is that they've changed the way when you kill a bad guy. Now, before, you'd have to walk up to the remains of the bad guy. You'd have to press the button to look in his inventory, and then you'd have to select what you wanted and move it into your inventory. But what they've got now is when you walk up to a bad guy on the floor, his inventory pops up like an overlay on screen, and you can literally just tap the button to take what you want without having to go into the inventory.
Yeah,
I really like that. It's really made the gameplay feel a lot smoother. And the thing is, if you just walk away from the dead body or the dead guy, the inventory will disappear. So you don't have to physically go look or go in there, do this. It's there and then it's gone as you're moving past the body. So I thought that was really cool.
There was other quality of life improvements as well. Like they've added more stuff to the game, like furniture and whatnot. Also things like splitting the stack, which is a simple thing that you get in many games like this, but it wasn't in this at the moment, where you can literally, because you had to, if you wanted to split the stack prior, you clicked on it, split stack, but it done it 50% automatically. Yeah. Now you can select what you want to do. So little things like that, they're going to work your performance more. But see, a first update, a free update, that's a really good update, guys. I mean, it only came out a few months ago, and I've already got a beefy update out for it with a lot of content.
One thing we should all try, though, is that they said that they created the new dungeons purposely for people
players.
To play co-op. So we ought to try that one day where three or four of us go play in co-op and see what it's like.
Because I quite like this game. Because first in this game, I was a bit like, I don't want people to come into my game because they're going to take my loot out and take it into their game and I lose my swords and stuff like that. But I'm at the point now where I've got all my stuff. I don't think I'm going to find a lot more stuff like what I've got. So I'm more than happy to try that. I tell you what I would like to see in the game is an area of base. So say like you could build your base anywhere you want, if they had a new area in the map which was like a bad area, I'd like to see a bit where something around base building, a bit like you remember that game where you've got a week and then you die, 7 days to die, where you build a base and then it's after 7 days the hordes come at your base. They could have like a separate area where this is good. Because the thing is, the base building on that game is amazing, You can really build some real quality bases. Could you imagine if they had like a horde mode where it was a mission where you're in a certain part of the map, and it only happens in that certain part of the map, where you could build a base and then every so long they will come and attack and it will get a little warning saying, oh, horde present or whatever. And you have to go back, fight them off, and they could damage your base and stuff. You've got to build a base where it's like got channels to put the things in, like pits and stuff like that, I think that'd be a really cool addition because it'll be a whole new level to the game outside of venturing around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've got a lot more content coming on the way, man.
That's what everybody's really waiting for.
I remember, actually, you guys remember this, randomly in the Shrouded, one of the boss ladies near the end, I don't know what stage it's at, it's the woman that
throws
literally
the boomerang things at you.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ, she's lethal. It took me a moment to figure out. She's in the castle bit, And yeah. No, it's the woman after that. She not. She was the one that she's the boss. She's not the normal boomerang lady. She's the boss at the bottom of the castle. And you and the shroud's in there as
they're
well.
The same. They're the same two people.
She. It took me a minute to adapt to her because she was kicking my ass, and then
and her boomerangs actually smashed the landscape up as well. So you can't hide.
Yeah, but she killed herself. I took a tiny bit of her health off. She went round and hit some mine things and blew up. Oh, where is she, man? Looking for her.
Oh, you got lucky. I was hoping. Floor, I was hoping for that to happen in mine because she chases you. She will keep chasing you. And in the end, I found
across the map.
Yeah, I found my own little exploit to that one. So when you go into the sun temple, there's one of them in there. And I went in there, and she just literally starts throwing these things at you, and they just come at you, man. You can't get away from it. So what I'd done is I had her chasing me, and this is my little exploit. I let her chase me all the way back to the beginning door. And what happens is she obviously is not designed to go outside of that door. So I literally got her to that door, and then she's just floating there looking at me, and I just came to the door. It's almost like I was taunting her, going, you can't come past that little line, can you? Ah, like that to her.
She's easy to combat once you know how.
The good thing about the game.
I always have a shield and a one-handed weapon, even if it means a one-handed weapon is less DP. I don't really care, but I just would go, literally, she throws the boomerangs, you just shield yourself against them, but when she launches the skull at you, run like, because you can't shield that, and it expires after a few seconds.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. They're the ones that you get done. But there was a time when I was coming down into the shroud, and I was just trying to get lucky because there was a couple of dragons flying about. Yeah, and at one time they took her. The dragons were fighting her, and they took her down to like 5% life. And I was like, "Oh, they're gonna do it for me. They're gonna do it for me." And then she killed me, and I was like, oh, man. And I was like...
5%, embarrassing.
And then I'm like, I need to get her killed by the dragons, yeah? So then, as I'm hovering in through the map, I'm looking for dragons to fly past slowly, yeah? To bring them in. And then they just kept killing me, and it just wasn't working out. And in the end, I just got lucky, and I managed to do it.
I don't blame you for trying an exploit, mate. See, sometimes that game can be easy. Sometimes it can be really hard. And if that's the way they designed the game, or didn't design the game... That's on them. There's some enemies that get stuck. That's something they haven't fixed yet. Some enemies get stuck. Yeah. And especially if they're harder enemies, like the guys with
you can throw a grenade on the floor in front of them. They walk into the hole and get stuck there.
Yeah. You know the guys with the cleaver things?
The green cleavers on them?
They're lethal, man. So, yeah. do what Nick says.
They're just standing there jumping like that until they get up the wall, aren't they?
So literally, you can throw a grenade in the floor, like a few of them quickly, so that you can't get out. Or what I do is if one of them gets stuck in the scenery or something, which can happen the odd time, just smack them with arrows, man. Like, because you have to.
I don't use the arrows that much. I very rarely use the arrows. I use them, I like the wand, and then I like my sword.
I'm ranged, and I use a lot of arrows.
Call me Legolas.
I use all kinds of arrows. Strong arrows, copper arrows, iron arrows. You download
a file with unlimited arrows.
The best arrow in the game that just blew him up. One hit kills.
Unlimited arrows,
right.
Baby.
Right, let's move on. I believe you've got another little bit of news, Trev, you want to say.
Yeah, this is a quick bit. If this is beneficial to people, I usually call it.
I think it's a lie, and I'll tell you why after you've said it.
Well, it's free if you own
Prime. It's never
Prime.
Free, is it?
So, yeah, if you own Prime. Well, it's the same with Xbox Game Pass.
So, he's saying Fallout 76. Fallout 76 is free on Prime at the moment, but it's not because of the mini transactions in there, microtransactions. You end up paying.
Plus, you need to pay for Prime as well.
Yeah, take off free game, but you're going to have to buy more stuff to use it.
Wait, I just thought of something. There's been a couple of games you can get if on Prime, right? Well, what happens if you decide you don't want to be Prime anymore?
No, you're allowed to keep them. You are allowed to keep them with this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good. You can't. Fallout 76 is, as Nick said, is not the best in the series, but it's still. It's like a little bit like New World. What was it? No Man's Sky. It took a while to get better, but at the end of it, it was a lot better than it was at the start. And it's free if you got Prime.
Too little, too late. Well. I'm already out.
Yeah,
he's alright. He's completed anyway. And the other two games maybe worth a mention are The Outer Worlds. I've downloaded it. I've already paid for it. So that looks decent. And Thief, remember Thief? That's they're both on Epic.
I took both of them on Epic. So and by the way, the Outer Worlds is like a complete. They don't call. I think it's called the Spacers Edition.
It's a bit like Starfield.
It's a complete edition with all the DLC.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah,
oh, it's a great deal.
You know, no one's ever said this. No one's ever said this, but the Out of Worlds is a little bit like a smaller version of Starfield.
Outer Worlds?
Or Fallout.
No, it's like Fallout. As well.
Yeah, like Fallout. So Starfield.
Yeah, there's the
But Outer Worlds is in space where you go flying to different places, isn't it? Yep, in your spaceship.
Yep. Yeah, but it's a lot like Fallout. In fact, one of the people that created Outer Worlds worked on Fallout.
So yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but it's closer to Starfield than it is to Fallout.
I guess, only from the terms of it being
in space. Or... Yeah, exactly. But when Starfield came out, it's what I'm trying to get at. When Starfield came out, yeah, they didn't say, "Oh, it's going to be a bit like Outer Worlds," did they? Which is what it is. I just bit my tongue really hard.
It's okay, I've done that already a couple times.
I got too excited. But they say came out and they said it's going to be the biggest RPG open world, blah 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 blah, and all that. Right. They didn't say it's going to be like Star Wars. I can't think of the name of it now. Sonic, move on. I've had enough.
Were you at a dentist today? It's same as Nick.
Give up. No, I'm just well tired. I've been getting up and going to work at like 6 o'clock in the morning for the last week, man. And then going to bed I've been watching a program called The Detectorists every night, yeah, in bed until like 2 a.m, having like a couple of hours sleep and then going to work in the morning. But don't feel sorry for me because I've been going to work in the morning at 6, but I've been coming home by 9.
We don't. So some free games. Thief is good as well. Only came out in 2023 and it looks actually pretty decent. So Epic, fair play to them, man. Like the money they only take 12% from publishers. Or is it publishers? People that make games. They only take 12%. Everyone else takes 30%. And they give you free games as well, man. I'm more in Epic's idea that some decent.
I hate Epic games now.
did any of you just before we get on to the next topic, did any of you try out Humankind?
No.
Oh mate, I've played that for hundreds of hours. Someone have a look on my Steam.
We heard your review and decided not to.
Playing it on Xbox. Well, I've played hundreds of hours. I've actually started the game again to try and do. Because you get the error stars as you go through. So I've actually I've completed it once, and that was like, I think that was something like so many thousand turns. Now I started it again, and I want to go through, and I want to get all the stars, which means I have to complete every single thing in the game. And then I'm going to go through...
Save file.
No, I can't. Yeah. I'm not a cheat, am I? And then I'm going to go through... Then I'm going to go through with a fighting version, and I'm going to unlock all the achievements legit.
I didn't care about the achievements. That's the thing. I only cared about getting the weapons I wanted. Like, I screwed the achievements. I didn't care about those.
I could imagine Gray sitting there like a naughty kid and be like, oh, I really want that shiny silver weapon. Oh, I'll get a save file.
That's pretty much what it is. And when I found out I found out I couldn't get him because you have to
And how long have you played the game since you downloaded somebody else's file?
16 hours.
And you're bored of it.
Oh, I got it sooner than that, Hans. Just my computer was on for a while. I didn't know it.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. We've had enough of Gray cheating. Go for it, Trevin Gray, on the next game.
It was strategic play.
Well,
it wasn't. It was strategic play.
Strategic. What's that? Strategic. Say that again.
Gray cheating gamer 25. He's done it 24 times before.
I believe you two have been playing Star Trek Resurgence. Is it any good? Is that the old one?
Right.
Is that the old one?
No, it came out last
year. Is that the one that Streamlabs keeps texting me every day to play to get paid?
Possibly.
Play this game and stream and you'll get paid $700 a month if you've got one viewer.
Oh, well, I'm streaming again. I am streaming, actually, a little bit. Well, this is where this comes in from. Gray wasn't playing it. He actually joined me as someone that, because we do the Trekway and Star Trek stuff, and we're looking for more content. And we decided, why don't we play Star Trek Resurgence and put our cameras on at the same time and see how it goes and do YouTube live streaming. So not Twitch, YouTube, because it's the same. It's on my channel, the Trekway.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And to be fair, it took a little bit of tweaking at the start. Like
I never saw you go live.
It's probably because you don't follow me. Or you've turned my
because you didn't read your notifications.
Off. Why didn't you smack a message in the Gen chat saying
we had one viewer? So there.
We were testing. No, we actually can current off a few viewers, actually, tell lie.
Obviously, as long as you're not doing it every day, like, oh, Trev's live in the thing, Trev's live in the thing.
To be fair, right, here's a question for you, Nick. Seeing the, I think I know the answer to this. In Discord, you've got the stream team section thing, right, for the people that stream regularly.
Yeah, I can put your YouTube on there.
Does that work with YouTube or just
Yeah,
Twitch?
Yeah, I can put you on there for YouTube if you want.
If you can edit that out when you get a chance, man, because I
remind me though after, because I'll forget.
Yeah, no worries. So I thought I would try the YouTubes. What I'd done, Nick, actually, was the old days of Extreme PC UK, where we had it all... What?
I can only do it... I can have it to say when you go live and when you put a new video up, because I've already got it when you put a new video up. It already gets posted automatically into your room.
No, you don't. You have it for the audio podcast. I still have to put it in for the YouTube.
All right, well, remind me after, and I'll put a live one up, so every time you put a new video out, it'll post it automatically into your room. But you'll have to pick where you want the going live thing. It can be either in the... what's it called? In the stream team... Yeah. Room, or it can go in your room, so it'll come up on the trekway, whichever's better for you.
Right, I'll let you know after then, mate. I'll let me have a think about it.
Because if it goes in the stream room, not many people follow that room because it's spammy. If people are following the trekway, you can always on your YouTube say, shout out, we're on this Discord, Extreme Gaming Podcast. Always, and the thing is, it's not Extreme PC UK now, so it's not going to take away from your thingy.
I'll let you know, but after for sure.
Yeah, cool.
I always give them a shout. I always give our Discord a shout because all of our channels are in there.
Yeah.
Not only is it the gaming channel in general, but we always get a shout out to Nick as well. So I was like, come over to Nick's Discord because I've got a room in there. Gray's got a room in there.
You don't have to say Nick's Discord. You can just say it's part of your community.
Well, yeah, it's come in. Like, we
advertise
all of them.
You haven't been listening lately. We plug the shit out of you at the end of our podcast.
Because it's in our best interest as well.
Don't know if that was worrying what you just said then.
I don't want a separate Discord. I really don't. Like, just come and chat is in there.
Oh, no, separate Discord is too much work.
So the thing is, at the end of the day, you don't need to. This Discord now, it's not like it used to be. It's everybody's, and everybody's got their own little bit in it. And, you know, it's just about, as long as we're all trying to do the same thing, and that is bring more people in, then we're all promoting each other. So it's all good.
Greg, do you want to do me the honours and give Creature the my channel link while I tell
what's
the
your
guys
channel,
what's
Trev?
It's
not Trev's, it's Gray's, and it's called downloadlinksandcheats.com.
No, it's on OnlyFans.
No, it's called Save This and I Get the Salute.
that's about the only time that's ever had. So we done what Nick used to do back in the olden days before Discord played better with Twitch. I actually spent a little bit of time cropping the cameras on OBS, right? So that, because the thing is, right, we've got the game playing and you can go live with YouTube and it's got a built-in editor, but you can add in layers and stuff and all that on top of it.
So you can do that. You can do that.
But we didn't see that at all, man.
You connect your YouTube channel to OBS.
That's not what I meant.
What do you mean?
I used OBS for it. I'm talking about YouTube directly, the website. If you go to your channel and go live, you've got very minimal stuff that you can do with that. You can turn on a webcam, you can share your screen.
That's because what you're supposed to do, Trev, is you go to
OBS.
Go to OBS. And then you load your YouTube channel into OBS, and then it controls it from there.
That's what I done.
That's what you done. So when you press live on OBS, it came live on your YouTube channel.
I took out my Twitch from OBS. Yeah. I put in.
You can stream to all of them at the same time, you know. Which is a good idea.
Yeah, if you use StreamYards. Which I might do. But it's all linked in with YouTube for my channel. That's why I done it there. And I wanted to test it out. So we literally had our cameras on Discord. But literally, I had to put us in twice. Prop me, put me in one corner. Crop him, put him in another corner. Yeah. Move us up to the top because it was the way of the dialogue. And it was a little bit messy at the start, but we fine-tuned it nicely and we were playing the game. We got 2 hours in. I probably won't live stream as long as that because it's too much for people to watch, maybe an hour or something.
Yeah, you need to sort of break them down into like half an hour sessions. Yeah,
it was just a little experiment. It went well. We'll probably pay more of it. Thankfully, though, Greg
did you put
in,
them into their own category on your YouTube? So it was like the gaming section.
I put it into gaming, yeah.
And then you've got half an hour sessions from start to finish each one.
But you can't select the game like Twitch. YouTube live streaming has got a long way to... It's got better.
Yeah, so the way I'd say Twitch to do it is, yet, say you're playing Resurgence, you say Resurgence playthrough, and then you give that its own title, because on YouTube you can have different titles for all the sections of films.
I've done that.
And then just put all of them only in there, so people say, oh, they're playing again, and then they can watch the channel.
I've got a separate playlist for it already, but it comes under live. On your YouTube, it comes under live.
And have you numbered them?
No, not yet, but I've only done one.
So so just make sure you number them, because otherwise people will get them all in random orders. But anyway, what's Resurgence like?
Yeah, so it was a good game for us to play, because it's a bit like Telltale games, like The Walking Dead and stuff. It's a bit like that. So it's a game that we can chat at the same time about what's going on. The subtitles are on because we talk quite a bit. People can read it and watch us at the same time.
So you're generally like having one of your podcast chats, but you're actively doing stuff at the same time, comparing what they're wearing, what they're doing, what the ships are like, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I was telling Trev, it was like, and not everybody knows what this is, but remember Mr. Theory 9000, I think it was called? It was the one where they had the two guys, they became very famous, the two guys would critique movies, but they would purposely pick really bad movies that because they were so bad, they were good. And they would sit there and just critique them all, and it was hilarious. So it was almost kind of like that in a way, because we were actually, you know, talking about what was good, talking about what was funny, talking about what we would do, you know, as the game is going on.
There's one downside, though. Greg couldn't listen to the volume. He couldn't listen to me and him and the game audio at the same time. He had to pick, because he would hear us in duplicate and the game sound at the same time. So he had to mute the stream because we were in the Discord at the same time. So that was the downside for him. I would say, right, Greg, turn on the audio now.
But I turned it off and on anyway on purpose. Just put up.
It's annoying, though. That's in this modern day.
There is another way to do it. What you can do, a thing in Twitch now called Stream Partners or something it's called, and you can actually give him a link and it'll put him live on your stream separately.
Stream team
sort of thing it is, yeah. That will work, but I don't know how.
Yeah, but
that's
Twitch, though. That's Twitch. We're just doing the YouTubes at the moment. So, yeah, it was a fun game to play. I will do more of them from time to time. It's just a pain that you have to crop everything. Remember those days, Nick?
Yeah,
you have
man. To crop don't do none of that anymore.
It's a decent game. I didn't pay a lot for it. I got it in the sale for, like, £20 or something. So
Yeah, so did I. But I think it's a good game to keep doing. I mean, I'm assuming we're probably going to play it again here and there.
It'll be fun.
Cool. Right. Let's move on to the next section. And there's a question, and it's from young Trevor here. And it says, what's more important in video games, action or story?
Ooh. Depends on whether it's an action game or a story game.
Depends whether there's a save file or not.
Yeah,
you took the words out of my mind, Nick.
If you
I can't help
it,
but everything that comes up, something
only
has
if
to
you
be
play
said.
The game all the way through and want to do it again for some reason, then you do it.
Yeah, but like, do you have any proof of that?
Yeah, I just told you.
Whatever game we play now, if Gray's in front of us, he's like, I paid 300 hours.
I can bring up my PlayStation save file.
No, I don't want to see any consoles, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's 300 hours, but is it your 300 hours or Joe Bloggs' 300 hours?
Did you pay someone to play it on your PlayStation?
Yeah, he would.
That's what he'll do next. See if he can't find the download file. He will pay someone. Be like, Trev, you want to play
and he won't even pay them money. He'll just pay them in kind.
Ooh.
Well, like for instance, this particular save file that I found, he didn't play every single side mission.
Oh, Dark Gray, I don't even want to talk about this again. You're a cheat. You dirty cheat.
You download that file and it's not even. Oh my god, you can't even cheat properly. You can't even cheat properly.
Trev.
I was only in it for the
stop negotiating with the cheat, man.
Sorry.
I only had two reasons for doing it. I wanted to bring it up to where I was before and then start the DLC. And I wanted those weapons on New Game Plus, which I think is stupid.
He's going to keep trying to defend himself.
Okay, people,
and I'm doing a very good job of it.
I have one last question about this whole debacle here.
We do a poll in Discord.
Do we all think that
you can do a poll in Discord if you want?
Do we all agree that Gray should now play the game on Ultra Hard?
I'll try it, but I won't get past the first level.
Well, there's no, we can't trust Gray anymore, can we? We can't trust that he's actually played the game. He'll just be like, look, here's the end of the game that I've completed with his save file. We got somewhere else. It's called like Billy's game or something. Do you know what I mean? On his save file.
If I can load a god mode in, I'll play it ultra hard.
God mode. Oh, come on.
Right, I've had enough of this. Let's move on. So action or story? Action or story? Well, for me, it's got to be action because one thing I can't stand, it has to be a really, really, really good game for me to keep going along with the story for the whole game, especially if it's like a Fallout or something like that where it's got a million lines of text to read. That stresses me out.
RPGs aren't your game.
So, there is every now and then. Yeah. Every now and then, like once in a blue moon, there'll be a game comes along and I get pulled into the story and I really enjoy it.
Right, I don't blame you because unless it's a good RPG, who cares? Well, you know, I also subbed way back when you didn't say anything.
Cool, Gray.
What? What do you want me to do?
It's not a plot. Oh my god!
What? I missed it.
We was talking about action and story. You was in the middle of talking.
Story or action? Me?
I can't.
It's his mind, isn't it? His mind's going. Funny. His mind's going. He's forgot what he was talking about.
No, action and story. I don't know how I would pick because it's two separate genres. So what? Or genres?
A
so
genre.
A genre. Like
my genre. Genre.
Oh, genre. It's not genre.
And Ria.
Turismo.
How can you decide when both are good? I can't even
I don't
answer.
Know. Why don't you ask a third party to download it for you and see what they think?
Okay. Genre. Man, you get right. Some way with English language. You really do.
Right, here we go. For me, it would have to be action and not story. Hands.
Story. 100% story.
Ooh, he's a story man. No cheating there. So what about you, Trev, as it's your question?
Really? You hate games like The Last of Us and stuff like that and God of War that are all
about
but
that's a really crappy, dumb, boring story. So.
I thought they had loads of awards You're for being changed. Good stories.
Oh, man, I hated that game.
Yeah, well, I like the game. I remember playing the first, cause it's in different episodes, isn't it? I remember playing the first one. I couldn't get out of that TV shop. I didn't know how to get the key to get out the front of the shop.
I had one of the most miserable times with that game and the story.
But do you know what the difference between me and Gray is? I couldn't find out what to do next, so I put the game down and stopped playing it.
That's good. You walk away from it and you come back.
I walked away and he never came back. I was like...
There you go. Well,
you never came back. Right.
He doesn't come back now.
I never even had a little like man on my shoulder going, go on Google and look for a save file. I never had that. I just didn't come back.
You did have that. You just don't like it. You didn't bother doing it.
Story mode for me, you won't be surprised to hear. I like both. Of course, you can get both at the same time, but if you had to choose... The story is what keeps me engrossed. Action is like double. You're always, or if you're Gray, you get a bloody trackball in your.
We all we've done tonight is slate Gray.
He just downloads an aimbot. Don't worry.
Aimbot.
Gray. Are we all going to get letters tomorrow? Are you going to write a letter to all of us complaining about how badly we've? But he's going to be like, you know, when it, what is it? When you go to work and you have like a group of people to look after. What are they called?
Oh, HR.
Yeah, like HR, but no, when you get a group of them.
Yeah, this would be great. I'm going to call HR and all you guys. Who do I call? Nick? Yeah.
I'll just tell you to F off.
And you'll be going like, I don't have a goddamn HR. Get out of here.
Now, what is it when you have a group of people that look after you? Oh, what's it called? Not committee.
Your parents.
A board.
A board. It's like a board. What's the name of it? Have you got a, one of them?
CEO?
No. Oh, come on, man. You not know.
An ethics board.
It's like a committee of people that are dedicated to looking after what you're doing. What are they called?
Got me, man.
Oh, my God. This is going to stress me out. Someone listening right in there, what it's called.
I elect Trev. He'll look after what I'm doing.
How do you not know this? So if you get treated badly at work, you go to your, and they
union.
Union, Bosch.
There you go.
Go to union, Gray. Go to
there's
union.
A union of escape of people that use save game files.
Right, let's move on because it's time for Lord's World Famous Quiz. And last time he didn't send us one, so he has sent us one here. So I'm going to read the questions out. I'll read all three of the questions out and then we'll come back to talk about the answers. Let's see how much effort he's put in this week, if he's done well. Right, here we go. Question one. Forest Frontiers, Dynamite, Dunes, and Leafy Lakes were the three initial scenarios in the first game of what video game franchise? I think that's got to be SimCity, innit?
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Forest
sure.
Frontiers, Dynamite, Dunes, and Leafy. Oh, yeah, you might be right. You might be right there. There's a good question.
I remember Dynamite, Dunes, so...
Lord's come back with... He's come back after the food questions when he was at the munchies. He's come back and he's thought about these. He's quite good. So what are you saying? You're saying that. I agree with you.
I don't have a clue.
All right. Question
I
two.
I remember Dynamite Dunes. Yeah, pretty sure it's that one.
Play a reaction to a simulated disease in a computer game resembled historical records about plague so closely that epidemical... He's done this just to... He just put that word in there to get me...
Epidemiologist.
Even I should
epidemiologist.
Epidemiologist.
Epidemiologist. Epidemiologist. No, but you're American. You should be saying epidemiologist.
No, it's epidemiologist. They're
say that three times in a row.
Epidemiologist. Thank
well,
you.
That was pretty good. Fair play to you. The thing is, he composed himself. Did you notice he stopped about 5 seconds before he started? He prepared himself and then he done it.
No, that's not a hard one. Toy boat's hard. Say that three times fast.
Right. So, Oh wait, hold on a minute. I didn't finish it because I was just saying that word.
Read the question.
Epidemiologists are using the data to evaluate scenarios related to potential future virus outbreak. What was the computer game in which this happened? Was it called Outbreak?
No. I was there. It's World of Warcraft.
this happened
in World of Warcraft.
No way.
If it's World of Warcraft, I'm gonna cut my left nut off.
It's World of Warcraft. 100%.
No. We'll do the answers in a minute.
Still
gotta go to the third.
No, it's got to be that game Epidemic, ain't it?
No, it's World of Warcraft.
100%. No, or it was called Epidemic, or it was called Virus.
World of Warcraft.
That's too easy, Nick. That's too obvious.
Might be a trick question.
Dude, it's World of Warcraft. This was well famously documented.
I feel like he's turned into a broken record.
It's not a trick question. We're talking about Lord here. No disrespect, Lord. He didn't think that highly of it. He just looked for hard questions. He warned us it's hard.
Did he?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
but maybe it's a double whammy. Like, it's called...
That's
it says
not.
It in
me.
It.
That
it says in the question, it's epidemic Lord. Or whatever. And it was a trick one. Virus.
Epidemiologist.
I'm going with virus or epidemic. Do you know that game where you've got, like, the virus spreads to different countries and you've got to stop it spreading any further?
Yeah, that's a cool game.
No, it's not that.
Because it was meant to be really realistic how it done it.
It's
but I'm
not,
going with that.
It's not that.
Right.
Yeah, okay, fine. You'll lose.
Well, Andromeda Strain. Was there a game called Andromeda Strain? That would have been it.
Is there a parrot in the room? Right, number three. If you say World of Warcraft for number three as well, man, I'm kicking you out. Right. Number three. Both first announced in 2006... Name one of the two first non-Nintendo characters to appear in a Super Smash Bros. Franchise.
No idea.
I haven't played this game.
Nope, same. No
it's
idea.
Gotta be,
one of the two first non-Nintendo.
Has it got to be two Sega characters?
Oh, isn't that
Sonic
Monster
and Knuckles?
Monster World. It'll be Monster World or something like that. Or Final Fantasy. The guy from Final Fantasy with the spike and the big sword.
The blue guy. That runs really
Sonic.
Fast.
Sonic. Yeah. No, he's not there. Sega characters are not in it, I don't think.
I think it was.
I thought it would have been like non-Nintendo. They're only going to go to someone opposite. So I'm thinking like Sega. Both Sonic funny. And Knuckles.
Sonic.
As
this
a rivalry, because Smash Bros.
Is
a fighting game. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's got to be non-Nintendo. So Nintendo own a lot of IPs. So...
They don't not say... Not, no, I didn't know have Sonic
but
at that point.
Sega, no, that's,
all right, you ready for the answers? We're going back to the number
right,
one.
Number yeah. one. All right, I'll read it out and then we'll get the answer. So, Forest Frontier, Dynamite Dunes, and Leafy Lakes were the first initial scenarios in the game of what video game franchise? Do it.
You ready for the answer?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
No more guesses?
No, nope. Before you download another
tycoon.
File.
Yay,
Rollercoaster Tycoon.
It was
yay.
What?
It's Rollercoaster Tycoon.
Rollercoaster Transport Tycoon. I said, how did I not know that?
Well, you're right about the tycoon part.
Yeah, that's
good. I can't wait for you to read that.
All right, so we win one question, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme Gaming Podcast Crew 1, Lord 0. Right, number two. Player reaction to a simulated disease in a computer game resembled historic records about plague so close that epidemiologists are using the data to evaluate scenarios related to potential future virus outbreak. What was the computer game in which this happened?
World of Wankers. Oh, Warcraft, sorry.
Ready?
Yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Oh! Hey, why does that bastard have to be right? It pains me so bad.
I was there when it happened.
Because he's a wow.
And explain how this happened.
There was this one patch, I think it was in Wrath of the Lich King, where you could get disease. Your character could get diseased, right?
But normally an actual disease in game.
Yeah. So like a debuff, right? So what happened was normally those debuffs wear off after a while, but you could kite them up all the way to the capital cities.
And then it spreads.
It spread everywhere. You couldn't even log in the game anymore because you logged in, boom, you died. like all over the world.
Hans, how did you get rid of this? How did you get rid of this?
He took a tablet.
They patched it out.
How funny is that?
They literally had to stop the event because it killed everyone.
No, he picked up his iPad, didn't he? Took a tablet.
What they really did.
Grace,
they
downloaded
the whole save file. Just leave. So. Go downstairs. Leave. We'll finish off.
So funny. Right, number three. God. Both first announced in 2006. Name one of the first two non-Nintendo characters to appear in the Super Smash Bros. Franchise. I'm saying Sega, Sonic and Knuckles.
Right, Final Fantasy Geezer.
That's what I said. You stole my
Final Fantasy Geezer.
Yeah, Cloud. You mean maybe
Cloud?
Right. You ready? Right,
yeah, go on.
Here goes. Solid Snake and Sonic. Oh, thank you.
Partial point.
Okay, so...
Half a point.
So we got him on this one. So we literally... Finger. Lord, 3-0. 3-0, 3-0 to us.
Yeah. No, we never got the last answer properly.
Yes, we did.
Still at 2.5.
Sonic, all right, 2.5 to half.
Okay. Yeah, and that was a hard one. You guys are all going, "Isn't there Sonic?"
I've never ever seen a Sega character in that game, I swear to God.
Well, I think there's loads of characters in there now.
I couldn't say.
The only reason I remembered that is because my son's been big in Nintendo and he was playing the game and I noticed it. I go like, "What? How come he's there?"
All right, anyway. The notes, we're empty of notes. But I have got a couple of things to talk about. So me, Comic, and DJ Crawford have been playing a little bit of
Space Engineers.
Yeah, Space Engineers. I nearly forgot the name of it then. And it does have a really big open world. It's a bit like Empyrean. And I think they're going to be playing it on the regular. Look at Hans. Hans came back just Empyrean.
Empyrean was shit.
No, Empyrean was an amazing game. You're just too thick to work it out.
The worst game ever made.
No way. Horrible. No way.
Janky piece of shit.
I needed to get into therapy to forget that game.
I played the fifth.
Either way, they've been playing on this server, which is open world. They've got planets and stuff, and they'll be playing that. But my question is, I don't know if I'll be on that for that long, but what is the next game that we're all going to try and get into as a community?
We're going to play the new Ark game because it's free, and even if it's shit, it's free on Game Pass.
I've got a feeling that's going to be short-lived, and it's going to be really, really terrible.
But we've all got good computers for the most part.
It have to be new? Like I said, in Shrouded Co-op, we haven't done it.
Yeah, we'll do that, definitely. That's more of a half-an-hour thing. Oh, the other thing I was going to say is, I've had a lot of people asking about... the pub at the end. What's it called? Why am I can't get my words out today? It must be because I'm tired. Man.
Minecraft.
Minecraft pub social nights. Yeah. A lot of people. It's been a long time since COVID. Now
we've talked no this about this several times, and then when we tried to do it, it was a big bomb.
No, we haven't done one for quite a bit of time. If I put one in, say
maybe
2 or 3 weeks away, shall we try and do one?
I'm always up for it. Do it
a minimum of a fortnight away. I would say 3 or 4 weeks to give people plenty of notice, mate. People will book up the next couple of weekends in advance.
But I think the reason why the social night started failing the last time is because we all started playing games on our computers. Whereas when we first started social night, it was about talking, having a laugh, and it was just cameras, having a few beers and chatting. And then it slowly moved into let's all play our own games whilst we're all talking. And we had 20 of us in a room not talking to each other because we're all playing our own games. So I think we do a social night, but we need to come up with, like, remember the drawing game or something like that that we played.
Or the Tower United. We had a good time playing that.
Yeah, but that's... I don't want to go back to that because, again, it's like a game people have to get. If we do, like, the Hangman and them sort of games based around having a few beers, I think that would be a much more fun idea.
A game that you don't need to... Like, you could have a few drinks and you don't need to worry too much about it and you don't need to be good at it, or you don't need to download the cheat file.
Cheers for them bits, Eric, man. Appreciate that. Good to see you in as well.
The cheat file. You can just play it.
Yeah, but the one we normally play is the drawing game. So what comes up is we can have up to like 20 of us in a list and it'll be a white screen and it will go, right, Trev, you're in control. And then you have to draw a picture and everyone has to guess it and you get score points for it.
I'm awful at drawing. I can't even draw a willy, for crying out loud.
Everyone could draw a willy.
No, I can't. It looks like it looks like a SpaceX rocket when I try.
Maybe it's because you was looking at yours for judgment.
It could be it.
Well, the SpaceX rocket does look like a willy. So
that looks like a willy. No, it's more like a pencil.
Right, too much willy talk. We're going too far.
Doctor.
Right, guess what, people? It's a little bit of an early finish for us today. If anybody wants to get on the podcast with topics or anything you want us to talk about, it doesn't have to be related to gaming. It can be anything. Just send us into the Discord.
I have an idea. Anybody there in chat that wants us to talk about anything, put it in now. Got to do it in the next 10 to 15 seconds.
Go. Why is Space Engineers, whatever it's called, why are you not playing that for much longer? Is it shit?
I know DJ Crawford and Comic are going to be playing it for long, but I just don't know if it's my cup of tea. Like,
Game Pass.
I think I annoy people more than enjoy playing with me.
Is it on Game Pass or did they buy it? It must be on Game Pass, eh?
Yeah, it's on Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
And it's a game where you've got an open world, you can go around doing stuff, and you have to, as a community, you have to. It takes a long time to build a space station, spaceships and stuff.
I watched DJ play the game, and I was talking to him for a while in the room, and it really looks a lot like Astroneer, except more realistic.
Guys, Game Pass is looking shit hot at the moment. It's looking. Can I just say that? Like, Diablo 4, I forgot that's there again.
Well, that's just pissed me off.
I know, but I knew they were going to do that, man, at some point. You've got Diablo 4, you've got Hot Wheels, you've got Ark Survival Ascendant, you've got the new PGA Tour, if you like golf. Evil West looks decent, and you've got that
Space Engineers golf. We could have a golf tournament, that'd be quite funny.
But if you like playing with a birdie, then we all like playing.
Well, you won't be there then, will you?
Oh, I'm playing all of the birdies.
Yeah, those feathers are something.
I'll be getting a hole-in-one.
You're supposed to be playing Evil West. I started playing it. You got to play. You got sick and stuff. You got to play Evil West.
EA Sports PGA Tour. I'll be up for a round of golf if anyone's up for playing a tournament.
And don't forget the main title of Game Pass, Paw Patrol World.
Yeah. I can't see that.
Not Power, Paw Patrol World.
That's right, Paw Patrol.
But guess what, people?
No, we're not done yet. If you play the PGA Tour thing, I want to know because I want to be the
I'm like, bye, everyone. Okay. And Gray's like, we're not done yet.
That's right. Because if you do PGA, I want to be the announcer that comes on and goes, he's approaching the first hole.
Yeah, but that's why no one will watch. It'll be bloody boring, wouldn't it?
That's what they do in golf.
Come on, give us some enthusiasm.
They don't do that in golf. They always talk like that. You sit there and go, like, he just hit a fantastic shot and now he's lining up the next one. Oh, my God.
They don't. I swear they don't, man.
That's all they do.
Maybe it's because I've been watching Happy Gilmore.
Oh, how good is that?
Go home, ball.
Just give it a little tip, tip, tip.
Do that. Have the groundhog come out and steal the ball.
I love that movie. It is fantastic, but that's a GGR comment.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking absolute poo right now.
That's exactly what we do. That's part of what we do.
If everybody wants a longer podcast next week, send in lots of questions, notes, and ideas, and questions, and talk subjects, and games, and we'll make it longer. But for now, everybody, that brings us to the end. Cheers, everybody.
Is there anything else to talk about? Are you sure?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Don't download save files.